Welcome to OV English School. Imagine you have $1,000 and you must choose between keeping it safe in a bank account or putting it into a stock fund. Which choice is safer and which one can grow more over time? Today we will look at the core logic of investing, from risk and return to time and value. If you want clear English and clear money ideas, visit ovenglish.com. Let's make this topic simple, practical, and easy to remember. Investing means using money to buy something that may become more valuable later or may produce income over time. That something is called an asset. An asset can be a stock, a bond, a house, a business, or a fund that holds many investments. The basic idea is simple. Money now goes into an asset, then time passes and the money may grow. This is very different from spending. When you spend, the money is gone. When you invest, you hope the value stays alive and grows. Before investing, it helps to separate saving from investing. Saving means keeping money safe for short-term needs or emergencies. The money should be easy to reach. People often keep savings in bank accounts because safety matters most there. Investing is different. It means buying assets for future growth or income. It usually brings more risk than saving, but it also offers a chance for higher return. Return means the gain you get. So a simple rule is, saving protects money and investing tries to grow it. The key trade in investing is between risk and return. Risk means the chance of losing money, earning less than expected, or facing uncertainty. Return means profit or gain. In most cases, the higher the possible return, the higher the risk. A savings account is usually low risk, but the return is also low. Stocks can rise much faster, but they can also fall sharply. A small new company may grow quickly, but it may also fail. So a smart question is not only, how much can I make? It is also, what could go wrong? Time changes everything. A good investment often needs years, not weeks. This is where compounding matters. Compounding means your money earns gains, and then those gains also start earning gains. For example, if you keep reinvesting growth for 10 or 20 years, the effect can become much stronger than many beginners expect. Time is one of the strongest forces in investing. That is why starting early can matter so much. It gives the compounding process more years to work. You also need to know yourself. Two personal ideas matter a lot: time horizon and risk tolerance. Time horizon means how long you can leave money invested before you need it. If you need the money in 1 to 3 years, it usually belongs in safer places. If you will not need it for 10 years or more, you may be able to take more growth risk. Risk tolerance means how much market movement you can handle. Some people stay calm when prices fall 20%. Others panic. The best investment depends on both the goal and the person. Now look at the main asset classes. Stocks mean you own a small part of a company. If the company grows, the stock may rise. Some stocks also pay dividends, which are cash payments to owners. Bonds are different. A bond is more like a loan. You lend money to a government or a company, and they pay interest. Bonds are often safer than stocks, but the return is usually lower. Cash and cash equivalents, such as savings accounts and money market funds, are very safe and easy to use, but they often fail to beat inflation. Real estate can rise in value and can also bring rental income, but it needs more money and more work. Alternative assets like gold or cryptocurrencies may add variety, but they also bring special risks. This is why diversification matters so much. Diversification means not putting all your money into one company, one asset, or one idea. The future is uncertain. Even strong businesses can run into trouble. If all your money is in one place, one bad event can hurt you badly. Diversification does not remove risk, but it reduces the damage from one surprise. That is one reason many investors like index funds or broad ETFs. An ETF is an exchange-traded fund, which means a fund that trades like a stock. It can hold many investments in one simple package. After diversification comes asset allocation. Asset allocation means how you divide your money among different asset classes. For example, you might choose 80% stocks and 20% bonds, or 60% stocks, 30% bonds, and 10% cash. Your allocation depends on your goal, your time horizon, and your risk tolerance. This choice shapes the whole portfolio. In many cases, it matters more than choosing one single stock. A target date fund is another useful tool. It changes its mix over time and becomes more conservative as you get older. For many beginners, ETFs and target date funds are simple starting points. One of the deepest ideas in investing is that price and value are not the same thing. Price is what you pay today. Value is what something is really worth over time. A stock can look expensive, but still be good value if the business is strong and likely to grow. A cheap stock can still be a bad choice if the business is weak. This is why investing is not just chasing what is popular. It is thinking clearly about worth. Psychology can be one of the biggest dangers. People often buy when others are excited. They sell when they are scared. They chase what just went up. They panic when prices fall. That is why good investing needs patience, discipline, clear rules, and emotional control. A beginner also needs a simple process. Build an emergency fund first. Reduce high interest debt if you can. Know your goal. Choose a strategy. Invest regularly. Then review the plan without panicking every time the market moves. First survive, then grow. That is the deepest logic of investing. Question: what is the main difference between saving and investing? Answer: saving protects money for short-term needs or emergencies. Investing tries to grow money through assets over time. Question: why is risk linked to return? Answer: higher possible returns usually come with higher risk. If the gain looks very high, the chance of loss is often higher too. Question: what does compounding mean in simple words? It means your gains can make more gains later. Money keeps working after the first growth. Why is diversification useful? Answer: it spreads money across different assets. That lowers the damage if one investment fails. Question: why are time horizon and risk tolerance important? Answer: they help match the investment to the person. They show how long the money can stay invested and how much risk the person can handle. So the answer to our opening question is this: the bank account is usually safer, but the stock fund may grow more over many years. That is the heart of investing. Know the difference between saving and investing. Respect risk and return. Give time a real chance to work. Diversify. Choose your asset allocation carefully, and remember that price is not the same as value. If you want to keep learning with clear English, visit ovieenglish.com. Well done, and keep going with confidence.